My guest today is Dr. Jim Batchelor. He is director of the Central Michigan University Marching Chips. Welcome and thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Judy. Glad to see you.
Well, I have seen you from afar. We are talking on the phone now, but I have seen you from afar each day on my way home from work here at WCMU because I drive by Saunders Field, which is where the Marching Chips rehearse, and I often see you up in the tower there in your maroon and gold, and you're wearing your mask. Sometimes I wave, but you don't see me, but that's okay. But the Marching Chips have fans far and wide, way beyond central and northern Michigan. So I thought it would be a good idea to let folks know what's going on, as of now anyway. And when I first saw and heard the band a while back, I thought, yay, the Marching Chips are back. But my next thought was, how are they back? How are you allowed to gather nearly 300 students on the field?
Well, the good news is, because marching band is a class, we're able to organize under that part of the governor's order that allows for somewhat larger groups. Also, because we've been working since the spring to follow the science and see what precautions need to be taken outside and playing wind instruments and percussion instruments, and what we're glad to find out from marching bands all over the country is that so long as we maintain distancing and wear masks, have covers over the bells of the instruments, and don't move around the way we normally would, we can maintain a level of safety that allows us to be together. It's not obviously the kind of energetic or complicated field motion that people are used to seeing, but we're just as glad as we can be to be able to be together and make music together.
Oh, yes. And what are some of the safety precautions that you're taking?
Well, being a marching band, establishing distancing is really pretty simple for us. We stand on a grid, a visual graph that allows us to see just exactly how close together we are. So we never come within 7 feet of each other in any direction. And, front to back, we're about 15 feet away from each other. In addition, we kind of hedge our bets by continuing to wear masks outdoors because there are those occasions when we might pass next to each other casually. And then the wind instruments have covers over the bells, which mitigates the aerosols that would come out of the ends of the instruments. But those are the big precautions that we're taking. We're also making sure that when we move as a group, we don't move around through one another's space very often. So far, we're getting a whole lot done, and the kids seem to be having a good time as well.
It looks like it when I drive by. But the big question is, what is the band rehearsing for? Will there be performances, especially now since I believe that CMU will be playing football?
Well, and that's good news, you know, and we're excited to be a part of that. We're still waiting to see what the MAC schedule is going to look like, and that'll obviously determine how many home games we have and when those home games take place. There's still a whole lot of questions about when and how our participation at a ball game might actually take place, but the performances that we've been preparing for have been the kinds of things that, you know, you saw last week when our drumline performed on campus. School of Music's got small groups playing all over the place outside and distanced. And as far as the marching band goes, our primary goal for this season wasn't so much to prepare for performances as it is to continue our training. A year from now, fingers crossed, we're back to doing field shows. We want to be in good shape to be able to do that. Taking a year off from training just wouldn't make very much sense. And then probably the best reason we're together is to be together. The benefits for the members of the band are huge in terms of how they're able to come together and have a support group while they're students at the university, and the friendships that they make last a lifetime, and the experience of making music together in whatever setting goes a long way toward contributing to the kids' livelihood, their peace of mind. And so all of the the intangibles, the non-performance aspects of being in the marching chips, seemed valuable enough to everybody that when we talked last spring, we wanted to get together even if we never had an opportunity to perform in public. Now, like you say, the good thing is we're probably going to get a public performance or two, and we're capturing a lot of what we're doing on video so that down the road we'll have some things to put up on the internet for people to see and enjoy as well.
Oh, that would be great, because as I mentioned earlier, the marching chips have fans far and wide. And as you mentioned earlier, marching band is, it's a class, but it's so much more. It's more than just a marching band. Not only are you training music students and students to become band directors, but you're teaching every band member to be outstanding citizens and outstanding leaders, too. So thank you for doing that and for being so creative in what you're doing this year.
Well, it's been a pleasure, especially this year. As daunting as it seemed, I've never been happier in my job or more proud to be associated with this incredible group of young adults. It's inspiring to me to go to work every day and work with them.
Again, thank you so much for what you do. And thanks for taking time with me today. I'll let you go. I think you've got a class to teach.
I do. And thanks for talking today, Judy. It's always good to talk with you.
Oh, thanks. And fire up chips.
Fire up chips. Fire up. Mask up.